Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Mark Knopfler bringing us back. It's Dire Straits. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Small business owners get into dire straits sometimes, and when they do, they need their bankers to help them out. I've been in dire straits as a small business owner, and if it weren't for my community banker, I would not have gotten out of it. I would not be talking to you today. And I've said many times before, folks, if it weren't for my business's best friend, my community bank, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. They believed in me when I don't know if anybody else would have believed in me. And that's called relationship banking. And that's why I am so passionate about the relationship between small businesses and community banks. And one of the folks that's a great member of our brain trust is a community banker. Terry Jordy spent most of her career as a community banker. Now she's helping to lead an organization that represents community banks, Independent Community Bankers of America. Terry's the Senior Vice President and Chief of Staff there. Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way, that's ICBA.org. Terry, we've heard about too big to fail, too cumbersome to regulate, et cetera. But I heard a term in your convention a couple of weeks ago that I'd not heard before, but it was totally intuitive when I heard it, because I've been wondering about this, and the term was too big to jail. What does that mean?
Well, you know, what's happened is that a lot of these big banks have been involved in some really major scandals. I mean, you know, and they've been doing price fixing, they're money laundering, and not one of them has been prosecuted.
Right.
And finally, it's beginning to raise some attention. And so the U.S. Attorney General was called in before Congress a couple of weeks ago and basically admitted under sworn testimony that he hesitated to prosecute one of these banks because of the concern that there would be economic fallout.
He actually said, the number one law enforcement officer in the country actually said, these guys are too big for me to apply the laws of the country on.
Absolutely. He said that these guys are above
in what
the
universe,
law.
Terry, I'm sorry, in what universe is that a reality?
I said, this is the United States of America. Did he actually just say that?
You're too young to remember the Bizarro World comic books, but everything was opposite. That was bizarre. In Bizarro World, everything is upside down or opposite of what you think. That's where these people live up there.
Yeah.
In Bizarro World.
If my bank had laundered money, I would have been in jail. And you know
right.
what? I would have deserved it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not happening.
But because they're so big,
folks,
if they hauled one of those guys off, it would cause a ripple through the stock market. It would cause a ripple through world financial markets. Nobody should get into if there ever was a statement that singularly justified breaking up the big banks, that's it, isn't it?
Well, exactly. But what's been happening up to this point is that, you know, all they've done, the government, the regulators, they've slapped $1 billion or a $2 billion fine on them, told them not to do it again, and then, as we talked about earlier, they pass a bunch of regulations that filter down to the community banks that didn't abuse the system to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what's happening right now, folks. And also, see, Wall Street is benefiting from all the money that the Fed is pumping into the economy right now. But Main Street isn't so much, because what this is also doing is keeping interest rates low, and that's preventing, that's hurting you guys from a deposit standpoint, isn't it?
Well, yes, because, you know, those very low interest rates are just not normal, and so it's hard for a bank to make any kind of a spread on that. But probably even the bigger issue is that these mega banks really have a subsidy that is, again, being measured. In fact, the GAO is doing a study of it right now, and the International Monetary Fund just came out with a study and saying that the mega banks are getting cheaper funding, cheaper access to credit because of this implied too-big-to-fail subsidy that they have. And it's a subsidy that's funded by taxpayers, and basically it's not the way free markets are supposed
right.
to work.
Right. Well, it's tantamount to the implicit backing of the government with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, isn't it?
Well, you know, every business, regardless of size, whether you're on Main Street, on Wall Street, needs to operate under a free market system.
Yep.
Community
yep.
banks are small businesses. You know, they have the freedom to succeed. They have the freedom to fail.
And be subject to the laws of the land.
Exactly.
And the full prosecution of those laws. Terry Jordy, I'm so proud you're working for community banks and therefore small businesses. Keep up the good work and come back again real soon.
I would love to, Jim.
Terry,
thank you so much.
Terry Jordy, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Community bankers are great Americans. I'll tell you that, folks. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.